Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
This week, all over the country, school bags are bulging with textbooks, lunch boxes, pencil cases. Pupils are returning to school after the summer break. But along with the usual familiar equipment, schools are also busy stocking up on masks and CO2 monitors, sanitizers, etc., because they continue to deal with COVID protocols. And over the last few weeks, Evelyn O'Rourke has been visiting a wide variety of schools to hear how they're gearing up for the new year in her Back to School series across Radio 1. And this morning, Ev joins us to discuss a particularly interesting school. It's the largest secondary school in the country, to hear about their reopening plans. Good morning, Ev.
Good morning,
Claire. Very welcome. So you went to meet the principal and the staff and students at Gorey Community School in Wexford. Tell us about it.
Oh, it was great to get to visit the school because, as you say, the largest. And they describe themselves as being like a small town, really. And just to give you a sense of this very busy and popular school, I have some great statistics to share with you. Last week, for example, Claire, we were discussing a primary school in the Ring of Kerry who had 65 pupils, right? In Gorey, it's home to over 1,600 pupils and has a staff of...
That is a small town.
Isn't it? Incredible. They have a staff of 165, around 130 teachers and then all the staff around that. And they pride themselves then, Claire, because of their size, that they can offer a wide range of subjects to their numbers. And they describe themselves as a wonderfully diverse school. They say, look, we've learners ranging from students hoping for maximum points when the Leaving Cert results come out on Friday, along with wonderful students who've been supported by teachers and teams along the way to achieve their best. So to start, I got a tour of the school with Principal Michael Finn. Michael has been at the helm there for 12 years. He taught there before that. And he described the school in more detail and how the population of Gorey is booming.
Evelyn, you are very welcome to Gorey Community School, officially the largest second level school in the country. 1,627 students and of course our 160 staff as well. So it's a very large, thriving community. And over the years, Gorey itself as a town has absolutely grown exponentially. So much so that about 12 years ago, the Department of Education opened a second level school. And now this September, a third second level school is reopening the first years. There's ourselves, our neighbours, Crea College with 1,000 students, and then a new Educate Together secondary school in Gorey, opening to about 50 first years in September, and that'll grow too.
Now, are you at capacity? I mean, do you have waiting lists? How does that piece work?
We are at capacity and we have waiting lists for every year. We have 250 students coming into first year in September and we have a waiting list of approximately 100. Now, all of those students, they will have a place in one of the two other schools or other schools in the locality as well.
And do you have enough space here or do you need to develop? Are you looking to expand? How does the building cope with your numbers?
Yeah. We're certainly quite tight. We do manage, but we can always do with a lot more space. We're in a very lucky position, though. We're getting quite a significant, almost 3 million extension.
Now, we're standing at the front door here at reception, so show me where that'll be.
Literally over there, right at the front of the school, where the car park is. So last year, before COVID, so it would have been December 2019, there was quite a crisis in Gorey. There wasn't enough room for all the local children. And finally, we agreed we'd take in 280 students. And the result was that the Department of Education would review our student enrolments, our accommodation. The result was we took in the additional students, so now we're getting this lovely new building with a large number of classrooms, specialist rooms, special education rooms. Well, it's going to look absolutely great when it comes. Now, it's a slow process. We would hopefully have it open for September 23. We're really looking forward to it.
So Principal Michael Finn, looking forward to a busy year ahead. And you also got to talk to some of the students who go to that school. Introduce them to us, Ev.
Yeah, I love getting to chat to the students and find out, you know, their perspective on it, particularly to find out what it's like to attend this wonderful large school. And just to give you a sense of the scale of the place, one of the second year students I spoke to told me that she had 250 pupils in the whole of her primary school there in Ballygarrett. But when she came into GCS, as they call it, last year, she had 250 in her whole first year. But she said, look, everybody was great and they were very supported. So here's second year student Freya Cosgrave tells me more about her last 2 years of schooling, which have been, of course, disrupted by COVID. And then we'll hear from sixth year student Paul Kinsley, a very impressive young man. He is off to represent Ireland at the World Offshore Rowing Championships doubles in the sea there in Portugal during the Halloween break.
It's been quite strange not getting to finish sixth class and then starting in a new school, but the school made it very welcoming and easy to fit in, even with COVID.
Bring me back to the day lockdown happened.
We were in assembly, I think, and then our teacher, when we got back to our classroom, told us that we had to bring all our books home, and we kept thinking that we'd be getting back before the end, and we never ended up getting back to school.
How did that feel?
It was quite disappointing because we had a drive-in graduation, but you still didn't really get to say a proper goodbye to everybody that you'd spent 8 years with, so it was quite hard.
And then tell me a little bit about that school, because it's completely different to this school.
Yes, so that was quite a small school, Ballygart National School. There was only about 200 in it, so it was quite a change coming to GCS. There's 200 students or more in first year, so my whole school fitted into 1 year.
One of the things that people talk about for you guys is that you've done everything so far behind masks and you're going back into that again. How do you feel about that?
It is kind of hard to meet new people through masks, just learn to come to terms with it, and it's the new normal, I suppose.
My name's Padraig Kinsley and I'm in sixth year in Gorey Community School. When I started here first, it was shocking sort of going into massive school, and luckily I had a sister who went in before me, so she was able to tell me bits about the school. After the first month or two, you get used to where you're going, and now when it's sixth year, I sort of know everywhere around the school, and it's amazing how long I've been in here, and just times flew by so quickly. People from the country and the town and farming people, everyone mixes in together.
In terms of coming to this school then, what has it meant to you? Like, what do you think you've gained from being in such a wonderfully vast, big school?
There's so many different choices with subjects and different people that you meet. I'm friends with people from all around here. Like, normally I'd only have friends from around where I live. I would never have had the experience. We have such a sporty school as well that we're able to mix in with so many other people. So it's fairly good the way that there's so many that you can just make friends just in the first 2 or 3 weeks.
Porrig and Freya there, and you also got to talk to one of the teachers about the last 2 years and the disruption to school life.
Yeah, well, there's a large staff there, obviously, Claire, as you were saying, over 130 teachers. And like any school community, they had to deal with the impact of COVID. But the point was made to me that they've had, you know, new members of staff joining over the last years, but with masks and distancing, things like restrictions on staff rooms, for example, you know, it's difficult for new staff members to establish themselves, but they've all tried to pull together and help each other thrive, and they are really looking forward to starting this year. So we'll hear first from teacher Sabrina O'Shea, who herself was a pupil at the school, and she's now been part of the staff there for 14 years. She predominantly teaches English, and she describes her life there at GCS.
We missed things like the assemblies. We missed hearing the music. I definitely saw students that was hard for them.
Yeah.
You also missed the atmosphere that GCS would be really well known for. But I mean, they stepped up. Everybody stepped up.
How do you think you and your colleagues feel as you prepare for this new school year? I mean, we're still in masks, we're still distancing.
Yeah.
But does it feel different?
We're definitely more confident about how we do it here. We know what we're doing. The challenge for us in the classroom, it's still actually different. I found the restrictions within your classroom, it did change the dynamic of your classroom atmosphere and the teaching experience. I'd love a little bit more leeway. I think the kids deserve it. I think they've done phenomenal in every aspect. So I think we would certainly appreciate as teachers a little bit more, I suppose, authority.
To run your classroom the way you'd like to.
Yeah, even considering all the restrictions that we need to.
My name is Ryan Clash and I'm going into fifth year. There's loads of activities to do and loads of after activities, subjects I like. My main favourite subject is art and my second one is classical studies, where we learn about Greek mythology and Roman mythology.
I suppose that's one of the brilliant advantages of this school, is that they can offer so much.
There's loads of subjects here. PE, sometimes we will do like dodgeball, do rounders, which is my favourite sport here. And after activities, I like to do basketball. And there was a golf club once. I'm going to try and get that up again if I run for student council again.
I presume you're hoping there won't be disruptions and you can get back.
Yeah, well, I feel safe about it because I got my vaccine and I've already got my books and I've planned out my lunch for school.
You've planned that already?
Yeah.
What's on the list?
Just to stay healthy, I like to have like a ham sandwich with a bit of mayonnaise. I do make a kind of weird sandwich, sometimes chili sauce. With that, I have some apples and then meat sticks. Sometimes I go uptown with my friends to grab some lunch. I got to do sports and I want to feel healthy and stay healthy at the same time.
Interesting lunch choices there. Big focus in at Gorey Community School on supporting students with their mental health as they cope with the uncertain times we're in.
Absolutely. It's a message, Claire, that I keep hearing again and again in schools this time as they prepare to get the reopening up and running. And there's a real acknowledgement, I think, of the impact that COVID lockdown has had on pupils, and schools are trying to support them. So here Principal Michael Finn talks more about the impact of lockdown on the students and how schools can best support them for the school year 21-22.
Now I'm just going to show you into a typical classroom here so you can see the desk layout and the perspex, etc. teachers there behind the perspex. And every time the students finish in a class, they'll give their desk and chair a quick spray and wipe and then move on to their next class.
Are you concerned about gaps in learning? You know, as you pick up the piece for the new school year, what is on your mind in terms of supporting students?
I just felt that the price that was paid for students, for young people, having to stay home for such an extended period last year during the initial shutdown, and then even the time of the year, the second closure was even more challenging for students and for adults than the previous one. But I think there's quite a high price. The number of students with significant mental health challenges, significant anxiety, even examples nationwide of students presenting with eating disorders, almost a sense of trying to control something. They can't control COVID, they can't control government directives, you know. And I just feel that's such a huge price to have paid. And the idea of schools being safe places, more than just physically, I'm talking about a school being a safe emotional place for a student. School is more than just where a student comes in to learn their English, Irish and maths. The school is where the student is going to make their friends. The student can get involved in the art club, in the musical, in the rugby pitch, on the camogie pitch or whatever. So schools do so much more than just teach academic subjects. And suddenly that was taken from the students in March 2020, and many students are still trying to recover from that. The Department of Education gave us last year, and it's been retained this year, additional careers guidance counselling, just to try and cope with the extra pressure that's on the system. We have to reopen, we have to make it work.
And we wish Michael Finn and everyone at Gorey Community School all the very best with the new school year. Evelyn, thank you very much indeed. News is on the way next.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.